This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang leaving Beijing for official visits to Germany and Belgium. Trip will include meeting with European Union leaders. As part of his time in Berlin, Li Keqiang and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will hold annual talks between the two prime ministers. Chinese Premier will also hold the 19th China-EU leaders meeting with European Council President Donald Tusk and President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, during his time in Belgium. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi calling for a positive approach to the Sino-Japanese relationship. Yang Jiechi making the suggestion as part of a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Tokyo. Senior Chinese official noting the approach of several key anniversaries related to the bilateral relationship should help keep the positive momentum moving forward. For his part, Shinzo Abe says Japan hopes to enhance exchanges at all levels with China, promote friendship, deepen cooperation, and work with China on both regional and international affairs. China's cabinet has authorized a new set of nationwide inspections to assess how government reforms are moving forward. It'll look into how this year's economic and social work programs are being implemented. Probe will look at supply-side structural reforms, economic expansion, development of new growth engines, improvement of people's livelihoods, and the prevention of financial risks. This will be the fourth nationwide inspection since they were first authorized by the State Council in 2014. Central government hopes to see how steps are being taken to deal with issues such as overcapacity, the property market, tax reductions, and major infrastructure projects. Afghan officials say the death toll from a massive car bombing in Kabul has risen to 80. 350 others have been injured in the attack, which hit a diplomatic district in the Afghan capital. Blast massive enough to destroy around 50 vehicles and dozens of buildings around the site. China's foreign ministry says so far no Chinese nationals are listed among the casualties. Afghan officials suggesting the Islamic State is likely behind the attack. No group has yet claimed responsibility. Chinese-built standard gauge railway has begun test operations in Kenya. The project itself being hailed as a revolutionization of Kenya's transportation sector. The nearly 500-kilometer-long line linking the port of Mombasa with Kenya's capital, Nairobi. 90% of the funding for the $3.8 billion U.S. dollar project being financed through the China Exim Bank. It's Kenya's largest infrastructure project since the country's independence in 1963. Chinese authorities say this country's cybersecurity laws are not designed to limit foreign access to the Chinese market. New legislation will be taking effect this Thursday. The Cyberspace Administration of China says the new rules, meant to monitor internet content, will not restrict foreign companies or their technology and products from entering the Chinese market. Manufacturing sector in China expanding for the last 10 months consecutively. National Bureau of Statistics releasing the latest numbers for the sector. The Purchasing Managers Index in May coming in at 51.2, the same as recorded in April. The non-manufacturing sector in China expanding as well at an accelerated pace. Official data released on Wednesday showing the non-manufacturing PMI coming in at 54.5 in May, half a point higher than the rate recorded the month previous. Any reading above 50 indicates expansion. Chung Yu-ra, the daughter of the woman at the center of the political scandal which brought down South Korea's president, has returned to Seoul. After several months in detention in Denmark, the 20-year-old has returned to her home country to be questioned about bribery allegations involving corporate giant Samsung, as well as her admission to a prestigious South Korean university. Prosecutors also hoping her extradition will help provide them evidence to expand their case against former President Park Geun-hye, who was removed from office in March and is now being tried on charges of bribery, extortion, and abuse of power. The Red Cross Society of China donating $100,000 to support Sri Lanka's relief and rebuilding efforts after recent flooding and landslides. The donation on top of the Chinese government's humanitarian aid worth $2.2 million. The relief supplies including tents and blankets. The floods and landslides triggered by torrential rains in recent days have killed at least 200 people and disrupted the lives of over 500,000 others. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying his country is ready to cooperate with its European partners in its fight against terrorism. Putin telling the media that both sides need to conduct a specific dialogue, saying concerted efforts are needed to counter terrorism. He also says he will do everything possible to ensure that the 2018 election campaigns are carried out in a strict adherence with the Russian Constitution. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.